Allow yourself just a moment of recognition of ease. Much as we here in this field are a stoic bunch who are happy with any weather, it is perfectly acceptable to be joyous about the fact that the sun has come out. And it's come out enough we can actually feel it. We can feel it through the tent, warming the space up. So can you allow that warmth just to ever so slightly melt your bones back down to the ground? Just be held, be heavy, be here. And then your gratitude for that opportunity, for that sunshine, for that moment of peace, naturally brings you into the space of the heart. There's no reaching, there's no striving for it. You're just there. To have that blessed opportunity to lie on the good green earth, cozy, protected from the wind, and the sun bathing us from above. Knowing also that there are lovely people out there making dinner. You don't even have to do anything about that. So from that place of ease, from that place of gratitude, allowing the breath, allowing the inhalation to swell the chest a little. To let the collarbones, the ribs, the belly just float a little on the inhalation. And let the exhalation settle you once more, a little deeper into the earth. That floating sensation on the inhalation. That rooting on the exhalation. And I thought today we might be thinking about our cousins in the plants of this land, that the trees and the dandelions and the grass beneath our feet, when it gets a little wild and a little windy and a little rainy, they can't duck into a tent or go for a sauna. And the teaching of that willingness to be present. So as you take a journey around the body, as I lead you on that journey around the body, maybe imagining today that with each part of the body named, that little leaves, little tendrils are sprouting in that place. Beginning at the center of the forehead today, feeling those uncurling leaves and tendrils reaching out across the forehead and down the nose and across the cheeks and around the lips and the cheekbones and the jawline and around the ears and all through the scalp, twining with your hair, little tendrils, maybe even little flowers, depending on how girly you're feeling today. Running through the scalp, running down the hair, and across the tops of the shoulders and the collarbones, twining around the armpits and the upper arms and the elbows, down to the wrists, and extending out around the hand and with each finger each finger just sprouting tendrils, leaves, flowers. Both hands at once, both sides of the body evenly growing outwards, gently reaching as the plants reach for the sunlight. And then coming back for a moment to the easeful breath, to the rising and falling of the chest and the belly, the opening and closing of the sides of the ribs, and allowing those same leaves and tendrils to spread across the chest, around the heart center, around the back, across the shoulder blades and down the spine, around the belly, moving out in all directions to cover you, to hold you in this web of green, down past the tailbone to the buttocks and into the groin and the hips, and down the legs now, growing down the thighs and around the knees and around the calves and shins and ankles, and across the tops of the feet and the soles of the feet. Little roots now coming from the soles of the feet and the toes, gently reaching back down into the ground. And even whilst holding this awareness, being aware of the places, the parts of your body that touch the earth, and with the right conditions, with the right light, the right heat, the right level of rain, any seed that touches the earth will grow. And allowing yourself to root downwards now, to send roots down into the good green earth beneath you. Feeling those roots questing downwards, making way for the stones and the little crawling, wriggling beings underneath the earth, gently finding your way through the earth. Finding your way down, finding your way out. Expanding in harmony with the roots of all those around you. And even in the places where those roots touch. Seeing that not as a competition, but as a way of forming relationships. That incredible web underneath the earth. The connectedness of all roots to all other roots. And as much as you root down now, can you receive the gift of that good earth, the rising strength, the rising energy? And with that energy, allowing a bursting forth from the heart center, from the navel, from the center of the forehead, from all of those places or one of them, a bursting up, a reaching for joy, for light, for life, for sunlight. All plant life grows down, grows up. All plant life knows which way the earth is, which way the sky. And as much as you reach up and out, sending that joy, that energy, that gratitude up into the sky, up into the good sunlight, can you also reach out, branch out, dividing those branches more and more and more and more to the finest tips of twigs, and bursting into leaf, covering yourself with leaf and even blossom and fruit in whatever way feels right to you. And in this utterly rooted existence, you feel the sunlight live from the sunlight on your leaves. Basking in that warmth. And then the clouds. And then the sudden showers. And receiving the rain, not just on your leaves, but on your roots. That sudden chill. That sudden loss of light and gift of water. Over and over again, from the warmth and heat of the sun and the light to the cool rain and water on your roots. You feel each shower, each sunny moment pass, one after another after another. Until your perspective begins to change. Breathing in and taking a nice long exhale. Slow your perception down. You have years and years as a tree. And from that perspective, the sunlight and the showers, the night and the day, begin to blur. Begin to run in and out of each other like music on the land. Begin to flow. You feel the seasons begin to turn as you slow even more. There is nothing for you to achieve here. There is nothing to do but surrender and receive the blessings of each season in turn. The warmth of the summer, the swelling fruit of autumn, the sinking down into yourself and the loss of leaves of the autumn. The rebudding and reawakening of the spring. Each season in its own time. Each season within a rhythm, within the cycles of the land. And the years pass. And with each year you grow stronger and more rooted and more present, more able to receive. Stronger and more present and more able to receive. Stronger and more present and more able to receive. And it just might be that in this place, in this existence, you might just notice the funny little things zipping around you, running in and out, moving, it would seem to you, almost at the speed of light, chattering beneath your branches. They're quite sweet, really. All the scurrying little people. And maybe from here you can begin to become aware of the sounds of that. Not just the sound of the wind in your branches, but the sounds of people moving and chattering and laughing and children playing. You can hear that all around you. And remembering that you do in fact have a body that moves. You have the added joy of being able to move and stretch and eat good food cooked by lovely people. You might want to invite your breath to deepen. And you might want to stretch into your fingers and your toes and enjoy the things that are nice about not being a tree. For a little while longer, at least. And you can take all the time you need. No one dinged any bells yet. But this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste.